This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, May 24th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Nigerian church leader recently shared how his father was killed for his faith in Christ. David Olanade Segun told the Holland Sentinel that his family ministered to orphans, widows, and the poor in northern Nigeria, Africa, before being targeted by Boko Haram several years ago. The militants burned down the church building and, finding Segun's father, placed a Bible and Quran before him. After choosing the Bible, Segun's father was burned to death. Segun said, quote, "My father, he loved Jesus. He taught me to be strong," end quote. Psalm 116:15 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Christians are suffering in the notorious Evin prison of the Islamic Iranian regime, with as many as 11 Christian inmates there. Believers have faced 10 years of imprisonment for simply holding a prayer group in their own homes. Prisoners experience torture, sometimes to death. Please pray for these Iranian brothers and sisters in Christ. All 31 of Chile's bishops offered their resignations to Pope Francis after the Pope held a crisis meeting last week to address the cover-up of sexual abuse in the country. Pope Francis slammed the bishops for quote-unquote grave negligence in not protecting children from abusive priests. The case stemmed from accusations of ignoring abuse cases by Bishop Juan Barros, who was appointed by the Pope. Jesus said in John 10:11-12, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them." Back in 2017, the Trump administration cut millions of USAID funding dollars to international organizations that support the murder of unborn babies, like UK-based Murray Stopes International and the International Planned Parenthood Federation. Both heavily supported abortion in Africa. Now, after the funding cuts, Murray Stopes International is closing down operations in the African nation of Burkina Faso this June. President Donald Trump addressed the Susan B. Anthony List's 11th annual Campaign for Life Gala on Tuesday. Trump highlighted legislation to ensure that taxpayer funds are not used to support abortion and cited scripture in support of defending life.
As the Lord says in Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." When we look into the eyes of a newborn child, there is no doubt we see the beauty of the human soul and the mystery of God's great creation. We know that every life has meaning and that every life is totally worth protecting.
A California judge gave a final judgment this month in favor of a Christian bakery owner who was being sued for not baking a cake for a homosexual couple. Kern County Superior Court Judge David Lamp affirmed his February ruling to protect the First Amendment rights of Tastry's bakery owner Kathy Miller to operate according to her religious beliefs. A new survey by Pew Research found for the first time that a majority, or 55% of Americans, say the Supreme Court should interpret the Constitution according to what it, quote, "means in current times," end quote, instead of what it meant when, quote unquote, "originally written." Using current times to interpret has already led some judges to redefine the term sex to include sexual orientation, reports World Magazine. Finally, in God's providence, 16-year-old Rome Schubert survived being shot in the back of the head during the horrific Santa Fe, Texas high school shooting last week. When asked, Schubert told CNN it was, quote, "the grace of God," end quote. Schubert tweeted hours after the shooting, quote, "I'm so grateful and blessed that God spared my life today. Today I was shot in the back of the head, but I am completely okay and stable," end quote. Matthew 10:29-31 reminds us, Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, May 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.